konnichiwa.
Hello, I'm Akari. I'm online Japanese teacher and Airbnb experience host in Kyoto. Today, I'd like to talk about the Makanai Cooking for the Maiko House episode 3. I watched episode 3 for 3 times in Japanese and 1 time in English. Actually, I didn't check the English version before, but first time I checked the English subtitles and English audio, and I kind of enjoyed because the nuance is a little different. So if you want to know more authentic feeling, I highly recommend you to watch in Japanese and put English subtitles. So the purpose of making this video is because I'm doing the Gion tour, Maiko tour since 2017, and I know some things about Maiko-san, Geiko-san. So if you watch this, the Makanai, I may have some things that you don't know, but I know, so I can teach you. So let's start. At the beginning of episode 3, Sumire is practicing dancing at the veranda, and she has a fan. And you see that fan of waving in summer time. Actually, the fan Sumire has, the Momoko's name is written. Usually, this is a very special fan that Maiko-san's, Geiko-san's name and where their dormitory's name is written. And they gave this fan for somebody who they usually meet or osewa ninatteiru hito who always take care of them as a thank you. They give the local people as a gift. So Sumire is using the fan and practicing dancing. And then the scene that Kyo is making breakfast is coming. What I can find is Kyo is making omisoshiru, the miso soup, definitely. She's putting tofu and tomato. And I also see sesame dressing of okra, which is like this one, which is very healthy for your healthy one. And also I can see shake, salmon, which is very typical one we eat in the breakfast. And tamagoyaki, the egg. And hijiki, the seaweed. And there also I can see they're preparing tsukemono, the pickles. And also I can see nori, a dried vegetable seaweed. So I see a lot of food in that scene. And these foods are very typical things that we eat at the breakfast in Japan. And then later, Yoshino come back to the dormitory. And Yoshino actually brought a lemon cake from Setouji. Seto Inland Sea, she brought lemon cake from Seto Inland Sea. Actually, Seto Inland Sea is one of my favorite places in Japan, but these inland sea we call Seto Inland Sea, Setouji. And they are famous for growing lemon. So Yoshino brought a lemon cake from here. So from episode 3, I'm not sure where she came back, but probably she lived in Okayama or Hiroshima or somewhere around here, and she came back to Kyoto here. And then the girls are talking like, after you got married, you have to quit the Maiko-san, Geiko-san. If you get married, you have to quit. That's the rule. And one Maiko starting to became panic that she lost her pudding. And The reason why she became panic is because for about 5 more days, she cannot go outside to buy. And I thought you might wonder why, and I explain why. So Maiko-san used own hair and put hairstyle like this. So 1 week, they cannot wash their hair. They cannot change their hairstyle for a week. And by doing this kind of traditional hairstyle, they are not allowed to go to, for example, McDonald's, Starbucks, or a convenience store because the atmosphere doesn't match and it doesn't suit or match for that their traditional appearance to modern or Western one doesn't match. So they are not allowed to enter that kind of store by their hairstyle. And 1 week later, after they take off their hair like a normal girl, they can go to that kind of stores finally. That's why one girl became very panic and she feels stressed. And then about 12:30, Okaasan, a mother, is talking about, could you teach me Instagram or something? And their conversation was a little funny because Okaasan, the mother, don't know what is Instagram is, and other girl is explaining, because your phone is not smartphone, your phone is garake, flip phone, so you cannot do Instagram. But she didn't understand, and their conversation became their dinner, which is a little funny. But the reason why we Japanese call a flip phone garake is because this one, like a flip phone, is we say garake because we feel that our technology developed like too originary. So if you see, you know, there is a Galapagos Island around here, but they have their own unique creature. And sometimes we say Japanese technology developed too unique way. Like our flip phone had very weird, sometimes too otaku, too weird techniques. So we say like we developed like a Galapagos Island. So we say garake, Galapagos ketai, Galapagos mobile phone. Yeah, I think it's interesting for you if you're learning Japanese. We call this old phone garake. And then the scene changed, and the mother's room, you can see some poster, boys' poster. And I guess probably they are Korean idols' poster, which is kind of typical image of middle-aged women are very enthusiastic for these Korean idols. And then Azusa's mother came and she said like some girls were caught, somebody watched one of the Maiko using mobile phone. And actually some Maiko-san's dorm, they are not allowed to have a smartphone. I think there is many reasons, but One reason is Maiko-san, Geiko-san have to speak Kyoto dialect. But if you speak with your original hometown family, your dialect go back to your hometown. So on the training, because Maiko's period is basically it's like a training period. So during the training period, they should focus on training. That's probably one of the idea why they don't allow Maiko-san to have a smartphone. Some don't mother allow them to have a smartphone, but some don't. And it seems this dorm, as some mothers and mothers dorm, is not allowed to have a smartphone. And then Kyo scene change, and Kyo is walking on this Sanjo Ohashi, Sanjo Big Bridge. This is one of my favorite bridges. They have a long history actually. The original bridge made by 1590, and current one was built 1950. But this bridge place is the last stop when you walk from Tokyo to Kyoto. This Tokaido, the road connected between Tokyo to Kyoto, this bridge is the last stop for travelers who travel from Tokyo to Kyoto. So it is historical place, and Kyo is walking and heading to a shopping arcade. And Kyo is shopping at a shopping arcade, but in Kyoto, there are lots of shopping street. And probably one of the most famous one is this Nishiki Market. It's the most famous one. Nishiki Market is not that big. It's actually narrow, but there's lots of food, and it used to be only a very professional chef went there and bought a very unique foods to use for the restaurant. But nowadays it became more touristic, and tourists go there and eat some local food. And yeah, I really like shopping streets because it's not like a shopping mall, but shopping streets, local people selling some products, and I don't know, I like the atmosphere. As you can see on this video, Kyo is also enjoy chatting with local people and enjoy shopping. I like that. And then, for Sumire, Momoko, sister Momoko is make up. Sumire. And Sumire, Momoko asked Sumire some questions and what you wanted to be, and Sumire said originally she wanted to be a doctor, but now after she saw sister Momoko on the street during the school field trip, she decided to be a Maiko. Actually, Kyoto is one of the famous place that many people comes to Kyoto for school trip. So they sometimes have a chance to see Maiko-san or Geiko-san, and some girls, for the first time, they see Maiko-san, Geiko-san in Kyoto, and they decided to be Maiko-san, Geiko-san. And then in Sumire's mind, she remembered her old memory, and she remembered one of the summer festival which happened in her local town. All over Japan, especially near the Shinto shrine, in summertime, they have a festival. And you can see some food, shops, and sometimes they dance around here. But if you have chance to come to Japan in summertime, which is very hot and humid usually, so I don't recommend you to come to Japan in summertime, but but one thing you can enjoy is you might can see the local festivals. And then scene changed, and Yoshino and Kyo and next door Yumi is chatting. And Yumi said Yumi originally from Shiga, which is next to Kyoto here. And Yoshino said thanks for the water. Actually, the water from Lake Biwa, the Kyoto people using it. That's why Yoshino said thank you about the water. And then scene again changed, and booking mistake happens, and the scene changed again, and bar scene, and Yoshino is giving something for gentlemen, and probably she's giving this one. This is like Maiko-san's, Geiko-san's. It's like a name card, but there are name written, and there are lots of cute design, flowers, or Maiko-san, this kimono, or sometimes some animals, or yeah, very cute design. So if you have chance to meet Maiko-san, Geiko-san, you might receive this one. But it's not only the name seal, but also it's like a lucky charm. So if you have this one inside your wallet, we believe the happiness come to you, because Maiko is a noun, but Maikomu is a verb, and jump in, which means jump into. So we believe money, happiness jump into your wallet. That's why we keep this one, the name card from Maiko-san, Geiko-san, we keep it inside our wallet. So I explained something that you might don't know, and I don't know, you might already know, but I really enjoy watching this Netflix drama, The Makanai. So if you haven't watched it yet, please try, and if you watch it, I hope you enjoy listening my story. Thank you very much for watching. 聞いてくれてありがとうございました。またねー。